The U.S. Marshals Service is joining the search for a Jacksonville murder suspect. Our reporting partners at WICS, ABC News Channel 20, say the marshals are helping the Jacksonville Police Department look for 19-year-old Avery Berry. Warrant has been issued for Berry on first-degree murder charges in connection with last week's shooting death of 24-year-old Marcus Jackson of Jacksonville. Police say Berry has ties in Jacksonville, Springfield, and Decatur. Marshals are a multi-jurisdictional unit that can look for fugitives wherever the trail may lead, according to Jacksonville Police Lieutenant Rodney Cox.
They can even go outside if he got to Indiana or Missouri or wherever. The marshals can go there too. They have contacts all over the place, and like I said, this is what they do.
Police say Berry and Jackson got into a fight on October 24th, and Berry ended up shooting Jackson. Officials believe Berry is armed and dangerous. If you have any information about the crime or Berry's whereabouts, please call Jacksonville Police at 479-4630.
What makes a great bank convenience? This is Corey Winters with Premier Bank. As a loan officer, we know you are busy and don't have time to fill out miles of paperwork. We make loans easy. From online applications and calculations to a friendly loan department that offers the best rates for you, we're Premier Bank. Visit us at one of our convenient locations in Jacksonville, Waverly, Whitehall, or Edwardsville, or online at premierbanksonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Officials with the Illinois Policy Institute are responding to claims made by the District 117 superintendent regarding their opposition to a 1 cent sales tax increase. Superintendent Steve Potosik made comments on Monday questioning the motives of the organization. Among the claims, Potosik said they are Chicago-based and don't care about downstate Illinois. Executive Vice President of the Illinois Policy Institute, Christina Rasmussen, argues the institute is based in Springfield and does care about what happens outside the Windy City.
The only one who's based out of state are some of these bond houses that are coming to Illinois and helping to pass these sales tax increases. We're fully based within Illinois. We care about Illinois' future. And, you know, living in Springfield, I'm used to a lot of groups coming to Springfield to ask for taxpayer dollars. And I certainly don't begrudge superintendents from across the state coming here and asking government to do one thing or the other. And it's just kind of odd that that same courtesy isn't extended to groups who care about the future of all Illinois residents and who want to get involved locally. And that's what we're doing.
Potosik called the criticism of Stiefel Nicholas's perceived involvement in passing sales tax referenda in Illinois a smokescreen, but Rasmussen points out the Vision 117 website uses Stiefel's presentation materials to promote the sales tax referendum.
When I was fighting the Sangamon County version of this back in 2010, it was Stiefel that was going around with really slick presentations talking about how this is so great, never mentioning that they stood to make a lot of money off of this. So I think it's fair to point out who stands to gain from this initiative and who stands to lose.
Potosik was asked about the Stiefel issue after Rasmussen's interview. While acknowledging the graphic on the Vision 117 website from Stiefel, he says that's as far as their involvement goes. Potosik said he and the District 117 School Board have reached an agreement that Stiefel will not be utilized for potential bond sales on a planned renovation project for Turner Junior High School. Rasmussen says the 1 cent sales tax hike put on the referendum for Morgan County voters by the District 117 board earlier this year will make it more expensive for families to live and work if it passes. She doubts the claim of sales tax proponents that this will help property taxes.
Our property taxes are at an all-time high, and there is nothing in here guaranteeing that if we hike sales taxing, that our property taxes will go down. In fact, Champaign County, which passed this initiative a while back, promised tax relief for property taxes, but it never materialized. More money was taken from taxpayers, both on the property tax front and the sales tax front. Spending went up, and that relief never happened.
Potosik also criticized Illinois Policy Institute's involvement in trying to get a Chicago virtual school voucher program last year and pointed out that several officials with the nonprofit are reportedly listed as executives for the virtual school initiative, but Rasmussen has an answer for that.
He should do this research a little bit better. Yes, we do support school choice for residents across Illinois. We think that parents should be empowered to choose the school that's right for their kid. That could be the public school. That could be a private school. That could be a charter school. And yes, it could even include an online school. I did have a couple of employees who volunteered their time for no pay with a nonprofit who was trying to bring a virtual charter school to a community who could have really benefited from it. They did this on their own time, making no money, just as proof that they lived their principles.
Stiefel was involved in presentations in Morgan County. Going back to that issue, Rasmussen offered proof from a Triopia school board meeting in July. As for what school districts like Jacksonville District 117 should do to improve their crumbling schools, instead of putting a sales tax on the ballot, Rasmussen says to look at the money the district already has.
It may be easy for a superintendent who makes a six-figure salary to talk about a penny tax, but for a family who's struggling, that's real money. That means their diapers cost more, prepared food costs more, gas costs more. So we've got to turn around and look at where the budget already exists. You know, where are there efficiencies? Where can additional savings be found to invest locally?
Rasmussen also notes that proponents of the sales tax measure are outspending groups against the measures by a 7-to-1 margin, with many donors coming from outside Morgan County. You can hear the full interview with Rasmussen on this story on WLDS.com. And a reminder that Steve Potosik will be on What's On Your Mind here on WLDS tomorrow. Jacksonville police made one arrest yesterday. 23-year-old Kirsten Lemons of the 100 block of Lauren was arrested in the 1900 block of West Morton at around 4:30 p.m. for retail theft. Lemons has been released on bond. Fire caused about $2,000 in damage to a Jacksonville home yesterday. According to the Jacksonville Fire Department, a resident at 1014 North Clay, Jimmy Dyer, reported an odor of smoke in his attic at around 4 p.m. Reports indicate insulation in the attic was smoldering. Firefighters had to soak the material, but not before the fire made its way into an attic truss. It's undetermined how the fire started. Fire crews were on scene for about 40 minutes. Morgan County deputies reported one theft yesterday. Residents in the 2200 block of Old State Road reportedly told deputies at around noon that a gun was stolen from the residence. McMurray College is preparing to refocus several of its academic programs. According to a press release from McMurray, several programs of study are set to be phased and new market-aligned programs are currently being assessed. In total, there are 10 programs affected. The college hopes it'll provide students with an exceptional professional preparation and will maximize enrollment for prospective students. Due to low enrollment and interest from students in multiple majors, McMurray Provost Jim Maxwell started a task force called Academic Program Prioritization.
Each academic unit was represented by a faculty member. We went through a very thorough process using some sophisticated rubrics and criteria to evaluate each program individually. They scored a pre-rubric and a post-rubric, had a discussion, and moved forward with recommendations on the programs that they recommended would be eliminated.
The task force decided the following 10 programs should be phased out: chemistry minors, educational studies, elementary education, English, history, liberal studies, music minors, philosophy and religion, physical education, and Spanish. Students enrolled in the affected programs mentioned will have the opportunity to complete their degrees, and no new students will be admitted to these programs. Maxwell also comments on the new majors being evaluated at MAC.
We're working on feasibility studies and market analysis for new programs that are current, that are market-driven, that the marketplace wants because it is a changing environment. We'll be announcing those programs near term.
Around 15 students are expected to be affected. Current full-time faculty is expected to be retained. A Morgan County native has been appointed an associate judge in a circuit that includes Cass County. The Springfield Journal-Register reports former Brown County State's Attorney Jerry Hooker of Mount Sterling was named to the position in the 8th Judicial Circuit. Hooker will begin on November 8th following an investiture ceremony the day before at the Brown County Courthouse. Hooker was an assistant state's attorney in Morgan County from 1988 to 1992 and served as the Brown County state's attorney from 1992 to 2008. The vacancy was created when former associate judge Scott Butler was appointed resident circuit judge in Schuyler County by the state Supreme Court earlier this year, according to the paper. The 8th Judicial Circuit also includes Mason, Menard, Adams, Brown, Calhoun, Pike, and Schuyler counties. A Linville church is up for sale. The Jacksonville Journal-Courier reports Lifting Christ Ministry, a non-denominational church built in the 19th century, can be yours for the asking price of $22,000. Lifting Christ Ministry started in April 2013. Church officials say the structure started out as a Methodist church and remained that way until last year. City paper reports the church has all of its original woodwork and stained glass windows. The church's bell tower also functions properly. The property is being sold by Steve Hills Realtors. Interested parties should call 245-4198. Coming up, a check of news notes.
Good morning, this is Ernie Downey with a good policy from Colton Downey Insurance and Auto Insurance Company. When you buy your home and car insurance, you'll receive a multi-policy discount. And when you buy life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and auto insurance. Auto owners will save you money on the insurance you already have. Now that's a good policy. Visit us at Jacksonville or Root House or call 243-8000.
News notes this morning, the Kiwanis Club of Jacksonville hosting its annual clergy appreciation luncheon today in Hamilton's at 11:30 a.m. Trick-or-treating takes place tonight in Jacksonville until 9 o'clock. There are some safe trick-or-treat options at the Alumni House in Illinois College from 5 to 7, the Morgan County Extension Office from 6 to 8, and safe trick-or-treating at the Jacksonville Skilled Nursing and Rehab Building from 6 to 7 p.m.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.